With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Kearney. High-tech entrepreneur Greg Gianforte will travel across the state over the next 2 days to announce his decision on whether he will run for governor. Gianforte, a Republican from Bozeman, is considered the leading challenger against Governor Steve Bullock, the incumbent Democrat. Gianforte formed an exploratory committee last summer for his first potential political campaign. A Gianforte spokesman declined to say on Tuesday whether Gianforte will run. His first stop will be in Billings on Wednesday, followed by appearances in Sydney, Lewiston, and Kalispell. Gianforte closes his tour on Thursday with trips to Great Falls, Helena, Missoula, and Bozeman. Attorney General Tim Fox appointed a new state fire marshal on Tuesday. An interview panel forwarded its recommendation of Stephen Dick Sweenley to the Attorney General last week.
There was a day and age in Montana where fires were the real scourge of a community. They could level a community in a heartbeat. They could start in many, many different ways, and so you cannot overestimate the importance of this position in this office. And I want to thank State Fire Marshal Sweenley for the work that he's going to do.
Sweenley has been with the state's fire service for 45 years. He says he wants to improve training standards for Montana's deputy fire marshals, who provide statewide fire prevention and investigation services.
That'll be a goal of mine. We want to make sure that our deputies are as skilled as possible. So that'll be training will be one of the utmost important issues that I want to address.
Former Marshal Alan Lorenz retired last May. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are investigating after several courthouses and a high school received phoned-in bomb threats. Butte High School was evacuated around 10 this morning after receiving a threat. Principal John Metz told the Montana Standard the voice on the call was computer-generated. The Butte Silver Bow County Courthouse received its third threat in as many workdays this morning. Last Thursday, the Lewis and Clark County Courthouse and the Montana Supreme Court also received bomb threats. No bombs were found at any location. The FBI and Homeland Security are also investigating bomb threats made with a computer-generated voice to dozens of schools in the northeast part of the United States. Butte police did not immediately respond to a question on whether Montana threats may be related to the others. There will soon be more job openings in Montana than qualified workers to fill those positions. State government and education leaders briefed Missoula's business community today about the impending problem. Here's Edward O'Brien with more.
Neptune Aviation sponsored this week's State of Missoula address hosted by the Missoula Chamber of Commerce. CEO Ron Hooper told the audience the local flight services company is already feeling the pinch of Montana's shrinking workforce.
In our growth over the last year, we've had challenges filling positions, particularly with our A&P mechanics, with our pilots, with our administrative staff. So we're experiencing some of the challenges the business community is experiencing now and will going forward for several years.
He's talking about a lack of skilled labor. As baby boomers continue to retire, there will be huge gaps in the workforce as their younger counterparts complete their education. Montana's Labor and Industry Commissioner Pam Busey says state government and educators are launching what she calls unprecedented job training programs. She says apprenticeship programs will be key.
Apprenticeship is the only way for a state as rural and as huge as Montana to bring training to scale. We can't just create whole new college programs. We need to make sure the ones we have are meeting your needs, but we need to be able to create regional, individualized training programs.
About 300 people attended Tuesday's State of Missoula address. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.
As of today, it's tax season, and this year it may take longer than in the past for taxpayers to get their refunds. Montana Department of Revenue's Molly Peterson explains.
This year, because of how much more checking we're doing for identity theft and fraudulent returns, it's taking us longer to issue refunds.
Peterson says filing taxes sooner rather than later is a good way to protect against identity theft.
And the advantage to doing it as soon as you have all of your tax documents together rather than waiting a few months is that if you file your income tax return, then an identity thief will not file for you. Something that we have run into since last tax season is a nationwide increase in identity theft.
Peterson says tax forms filled out on paper are just as secure as the online forms, but they may take longer to process. She encourages taxpayers to file electronically this year for the fastest possible refund. For a link to the Department of Revenue's online tax filing system, visit our website, mtpr.org. The trial for a man suspected of making online threats to schools and religious leaders has been postponed for a second time. The Missoulian Report's David Joseph Liano's trial was scheduled to begin today, but it was pushed back until March 14th. He is charged with felony intimidation. Liano was originally scheduled to go on trial in November, but his attorney asked for a delay, indicating that a plea agreement was in the works. Liano was arrested near Whitefish in February after authorities were alerted to messages he allegedly made on Twitter threatening schoolchildren and Jewish people. The Public Service Commission has approved a temporary rate increase for Northwest Energy after revenue fell short of the company's forecast with its purchase of 11 hydroelectric dams in 2014. PSC spokesman Eric Sell says the commission voted 3-1 today to approve the interim increase of $31.6 million to electricity customers in Montana. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.